Coach Huff, thanks for the time. Thank you for stopping by here today. And we'll begin by getting your outlook on the upcoming season for Oberlin.
Well, I think we're going to be, well, one, we're going to be very, very young. I have about seven eighth graders who are moving up, and I only return two seniors. And I have, I think, three juniors and one sophomore. So we're going to be built on youth with a little bit of help from the two upperclassmen. So it's going to be trial by error.
Your take on this new league, obviously it's less teams. You got rid of some of the Buckeye and Fairview Lutheran West, some of these other programs, and it seems like it's going to be a lot of like schools, a lot of like wrestling programs together.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cozy. You know, we get people from our county, people that we see on a constant basis. And with me coaching football also, I already know some of the coaches that are involved in this conference. So it's going to be kind of like a backyard neighborhood wrestling match.
Gary, how do you build a program with a schedule with so many young kids? Because, you know, you're Division III, but you can still run through some meat grinders, and some of those kids get thumped, they want to run away. So how do you ease them in? How do you build that program? How do you get them comfortable with what you're doing?
I'm trying to just basically teach them that, you know what, you're going to have some bumps along the road. But when you have success, you have to enjoy it. But when you have a loss, you have to learn from it and go back to the drawing board, and we have to get better in each practice. Because if you don't learn from it, you're going to continue to do it. And hopefully my two older kids can help the younger kids learn from every experience.
And who do you bring back? Who are those two older kids?
I bring back my 195-pounder Riley Horning, who was a district qualifier. And my other senior is a second-year wrestler who was my girl, Fallon Cook. So she spent summer wrestling with the coach over in Lutheran West with the all-girls program. So she has gotten tremendously better. So I look for her to be pretty competitive this year.
How excited is she and you to take part in this inaugural state wrestling tournament for the girls this year? I mean, that's kind of an extra event for you as a coach, but she's got to be pumped to be able to get that in before she graduates.
She's been talking about it with me for about 3 weeks because she plays soccer and I was coaching football, so our schedules didn't meet. But as the season got done, she kept coming up to me at football going, "Hey, coach, did you hear? Coach, did you hear?" So I'm so happy for her.
Obviously, with you coaching football, it probably puts some crimps in what you can do as far as your off-season work, your open gyms, things like that. Being a small school, young kids, I'm sure there's a lot of challenges with the off-season plans. I mean, what do you kind of like to tell the kids to do from the end of one season to the beginning of the rest? Is a freestyle, Greco, open mats? What do you kind of do in that instance?
We try and get them out to different places to wrestle. Because Oberlin really doesn't have that foundation. Some of them go over to Eric's place. Some of them go, there's a gym somewhere out by the Akron area that a couple kids go to. They're just trying to get as much mat time as they can possibly get to get better. So I encourage it. You know, I even look online to try and find things for them.
You excited about the possibility of this young group, bringing a group up together that many? I think sometimes when that can kind of reinvigorate a coach. You bring up seven or eight young kids and get excited about their growth, or are you a little worrisome, Gary? I'm trying to get a read on where you're at with this group, Gary.
I think a little bit of both. There's a little apprehension because, you know, once the lights go on a varsity wrestling mat, you don't know what you're going to get. But there is some sparks there that I think with some time and some coaching and some experiences, they can be very, very good. So I think a little bit of both there.
Tom and I were talking before the show about how kind of strange it is not to see the twins graduated. And is it going to be weird for you in the wrestling room not seeing those guys there? Because they were like chiseled and obviously, you know, great wrestlers, and they were fun to watch.
My assistant coach told me the other day. He goes, I bet you the Twins come up in a question while you're there.
I told Sean out there, this is two of my all-time favorites, Reggie and Robert. And I used to, we go back and forth because we saw him four or five times a year. I would always say, you know, Robert's really the better looking of the two. And it just started an argument amongst the two of them about which one was better looking.
It's kind of weird that they're not there because they've graduated, because during football season, they would come by, Coach, can we get in the room? Coach, can we get in the room early? Coach, can we borrow your key? Coach, we want to wrestle. So it's going to be a little different because those two in the room made the room pretty exciting. You know, there was a whole lot of competition. They were twin brothers, and they went at it all the time. But this is going to be a different type of room, I do believe. A little bit more calm down there.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you for stopping by. Good luck to you guys this season. You mentioned you guys are going to be a little bit young, so maybe some growing pains, but certainly should be a pretty exciting season for you guys.
Yes, it should be. And I want to thank you guys for having me, and continued success to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Very much, Coach. Right. Much appreciated. Oberlin head coach Gary Huff.